This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I have to tell you, I am appalled, to say the least, at the absolute ignorance of the American people. I'm absolutely appalled because it is staring us in our faces as to what the problem is. But because the President of the United States has, the now President of the United States of America has the right jersey on, everybody's just kind of fallen in line as to what's going on. There's talk of President Donald Trump throwing Mr. Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, into the position of the Attorney General's office. You know, it's funny how we went from Jeff Sessions, who was Donald Trump's pick, and he's the man. I'm going to highlight him in just a moment. Now we're going back over to none other than Rudy Giuliani. For those that did not know, I have a picture right in front of me of Rudy hanging out with Donald Trump back in 2000. And as if you needed any more evidence as to what's going on in this country, instead of making what our forefathers made, no king but King Jesus, you have no king but King Caesar, and his name is Donald Trump, and he does no wrong. But I'm sitting here looking at a picture of him and Rudy back in 2000 when Rudy was dressed up like a drag queen for the gay pride parade. Breaking news today, President Trump reportedly floats making Rudy Giuliani the new AG. Dressed up as a drag queen back in 2000, hanging around Donald Trump. Now, this is the sheer hypocrisy of what I get to see on a daily basis in this country. I have 615,000 friends on Facebook. I said 615,000 friends on Facebook. I can post at any given time a meme, a live post, just to kind of give some information to people. And folks, I'll get thousands upon thousands of responses, up to 100 to 200 to 300,000 responses at times. Out of the 615,000 friends that I have following me on Facebook right now, 582,000 people are going to that site on cycle. I posted the picture just to show you how deceived, America, you are, and how willing you are to allow history to repeat itself. I posted that picture of Donald Trump hanging out with none other than the floating possibility of President Trump appointing Rudy Giuliani to be the new AG over Jeff Sessions. Keep in mind, again, Jeff Sessions was Donald Trump's man, as if to suggest he didn't pull the curtain back on him and knew who he was before he actually appointed him to be the Attorney General. Going back to Rudy Giuliani, I posted the picture of Donald Trump along with Rudy Giuliani, dressed up as a drag queen. It's the sickest. It's not photoshopped. It's not been manipulated in any sense of the word. You can go online. You can see the picture of it. Out of the 582,471 people that are alive on my accounts, I got absolutely not one response to this abomination. Not one response. And it shows you who their allegiance is to. It's to Donald Trump. It's not to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not one response. And it didn't surprise me, because there's times where I'll post something about Planned Parenthood, or I'll show them what Planned Parenthood is doing to a baby, or I'll show them what the new gay agenda is doing at aiming at our children. There'll be a zero to no response, friends. In America, you have the audacity to stand back and ask the question as to what's going wrong with your country. Go look in the mirror, because that's where it starts. America, you are hypocritical from A to Z. From what I'm seeing on live feeds, from Twitter to Facebook to other live feeds, the hypocrisy stinks to high heaven. This man does absolutely no wrong in the face of this country. And what a better way than to put the American people to sleep by putting someone, by grooming someone and putting him into a position where they can go ahead and do at will what they will now that men are sleeping. And if you go to Scripture, friends, you go to the book of Ephesians, you'll find that the enemy sowed tares while men slept. America is asleep. And they feel that because Donald Trump is the man, King Caesar is the man, they can go ahead and shout with the rest of them, go ahead and crucify the Son of God, the truth. And it's exactly what's happening today. To have a picture of Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani together right before a gay pride parade, how come this picture's not going all out across the boards, America? And then when it does go all out there, namely to 582,471 people just on my front, there's no response. No response. America, let this sink in. And listen to me carefully. You're going to go down in history as the greatest fools this world has ever known unless you respond appropriately. For you to strain at the gnat and swallow the big camel concerning what's going on here is to the degree of hypocrisy I didn't know could even become in the present or in the past. But when I look to the past and understand how dictators operated, I can totally understand as to why we are in trouble today. What I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to go back to Donald Trump's pick, namely, Jeff Sessions and company. And I'm going to show you this criminal's past. And I'm going to show you exactly what Jeff Sessions is doing today in the guise of being the top cop in the United States of America. He's policing for profit, just like I said, no difference than that of Loretta Lynch and him who preceded Loretta Lynch. And so on and so forth. Policing for profit, Donald Trump's pick, Jeff Sessions and company, thinly veiled plot to rob the United States blind, and they are doing so.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that you can check us out on Facebook and be a part of 582,000 people that are going back and forth on live feeds on Sons of Liberty on my Facebook, and it's Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. 582,000 followers out of the 615 are live and active, and we thank you for the participation in fighting the good fight of faith, because without each other, we cannot do this. We are one nation under God, and I want to encourage you and cause you to understand from history, God doesn't use a majority to prevail. He uses a minority. And we are a part of that minority. And if you look to how the forefathers established this country, it was less than 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish, under Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 scriptures, friends, to bless this country. Now we're under over 55 curses, and there are people that are in this country that still believe that we have the freedom to go ahead and do whatever we want to do, when in fact that is not true. God has not given us the right to do the wrong thing by violating law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said one of our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, please check that out, Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account, for what it's worth. And you can also jump over on the phone and give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, friends. And you have a whole country of people that are going right down to the gates of hell, folks, because they're being led about by the blind. They end up in the ditch, and they wonder why they're in the ditch. They wonder why things are getting bad. That's all they have to do is open their eyes and look to the Rock of Ages, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, understanding what their forefathers said, like the likes of Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson, number 7. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it tells us in Exodus 23, verse 7, it says, keep far from a false matter. He said, I will not justify the wicked, is what the Lord said. I will not justify the wicked, the Lord said. And then when you go to 23, verse 8, it says, and thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Let's jump over to Donald Trump's AG pick, none other than Jeff Sessions. By the way, the author of this particular highlighted article is none other than John Whitehead, senior counsel at Rutherford Law Institute. He had laid out for the American people to understand the hypocrisy of what's going on in this country. And furthermore, just for those that did not understand what I was trying to say, when Donald Trump was being teed up to become the president of the United States against Hillary Clinton, who had no support whatsoever, literally, if you'd like to call in, I can give you stats on that, literally no support whatsoever. Those in control behind the scenes, you would know them as the elitists, America. It's interesting to note that they won either way, either Hillary or Donald, and the American people couldn't figure that out. Furthermore, if they didn't want Donald Trump to be the president, that's all they did, like to what they did to our friend Michael Peruca, who ran for the Constitutional Party in 2004. They just kept the cameras off him. Well, not with Donald, folks. They put the camera right on Donald. And, of course, as Mr. Albert Pike said, a 33rd degree Mason, he said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And, folks, has he been delivered up, groomed for years, and now he gives us none other than his AG, the top cop in the United States, none other than Jeff Sessions. You ready for this? I hope so. Sit down, America. I want you to sit down, because this is another one of those I told you so's. Laws are no longer made by rational process of public discussion. They are made by a process of blackmail and intimidation. They are executed in the same manner. The typical lawmaker of today is a man wholly devoid of principle, a mere counter in a grotesque and naivish game. If the right pressure could be applied to him, he would be cheerfully in favor of polygamy, astrology, or cannibalism even. It's the aim of the Bill of Rights, if it has any remaining aim at all, to curb such, well, prehensile gentry. Its function is to set limitations upon their power and oppress us to their own private profit. And that was given unto us by H.L. Mencken, for their own private profit. So let's not mince words. Jeff Sessions, the nation's top law enforcement official, would not recognize the Constitution if he ran smack right into it. No, as a matter of fact, I've shared with you in the past, friends, a friend that we had that was a representative in the state of Maryland, who used to carry around a constitution and the Declaration of Independence in his left pocket. He told us the story at one time where he went to the national floor, where the senators and the congressmen and our representatives on the federal floor were debating away our God-given rights. And interestingly enough, the court reporter, when he was walking out after he made some comments to those that were in attendance, asked him the question, so when reciting the Declaration of Independence, our representative friend from Maryland was, he was asked by the court recorder, what was it that you were making reference to? He was making reference to our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America. And it was absolutely foreign to those that were on the floor. You have 30 minutes, America, to explain to your forefathers what has happened to your country. Because it's not the same one that forefathers had given unto you. And this all comes down to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, in this country, they're so entertained, they don't care to have any knowledge. Do you remember when Michelle Bachmann read the Constitution on the floor? In America, you sat back and allowed none other than that devil witch, Nancy Pelosi out of California, call Michelle Bachmann for reading the Constitution on the floor and the founding documents on the floor. Do you remember what she had said about Michelle Bachmann Do you remember what she said, America, concerning Michelle Bachmann reading our founding documents on the floor? Do you remember that she used the word hatred? Do you remember, friends, when she used the word hatred? Isn't that interesting? It's so foreign to those that serve we the people. They look at it as hate. They look at it as a threat. Well, friends, let me tell you something. The American Constitution, the founding documents, the Bill of Rights, namely, and the enumerated laws, namely, they are a threat. They are a threat to criminals that call themselves representatives. Didn't you know that? And didn't you know what Albert Einstein rightly said? It's when the American people enforce what's in the Constitution and your willingness to enforce it against those that are violating it. That's where your liberties are really at. See, that's why I continuously say on the radio show, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but you first have to fight. You're being browbeaten by a bunch of criminals, friends, and criminals they are. And criminals they are. I'm actually pulling up, this just came up into my mind right when we were, I mean, the absolute ignorance, of those that are on the floor. How many times I've even, which is kind of a branch off of that last comment I just made. How many times I've heard representatives on the floor talk about our democracy? See, it's foundational, friends. How many presidents have continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy? We're not a democracy. In other words, opinion rules, not law. Well, folks, that's not the case in this country. You know, it's also interesting to note that when representatives are asked questions concerning the Constitution, they'll recite the wrong answer. Or what they'll do is they'll scoff at the Constitution. I want you to think of this before you allow your representatives to scoff at the Constitution. Of how many hundreds of thousands of men have fought, bled, and died ratifying that Constitution with their blood to give you the freedom that you have. What the American people put up with in this country is hypocritical to the max. It's pharisaical. When we come back, I'm going to continue on and show you the violations of none other than Donald Trump's pick, Jeff Sessions and company, the thinly veiled plot to rob America blind. And friends, I'm going to give you example after example after example of how he is authorizing the plunder of citizenry in the United States of America by giving.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
One 582 9933. Policing for profit. Jeff Sessions and company thinly veiled plot to rob the U.S. blind, and it's exactly what's happening today. Jeff Sessions, the nation's top law enforcement official, again, wouldn't even recognize the Constitution if he had ran smack into it. Nope. And folks, by the way, when you use or make reference, we've had them on the radio before, where people are running for a seat in the state of Minnesota. They were clueless, literally clueless, when it came to us making reference to the Constitution. Clueless. Where is these tests that should be taken before they serve we the people? We should put a bunch of veterans into these positions because they understand the price of their freedoms in most cases anyways. Whether the head of the Trump administration's Justice Department enjoys being the architect of a police state or is just plainly criminally clueless, Sessions has done a great job thus far of sidestepping the Constitution at every turn. But again, keep in mind, this is Donald Trump's hand-picked attorney general. Most recently, under the guise of fighting crime, Sessions gave police the green light to rob, steal, thieve, swipe, purloin, filch, and liberate American taxpayers of even more of their hard-earned valuables, especially if it happens to be significant amounts of cash, using any means, fair or foul. In this case, the foul method favored by Sessions and company is civil asset forfeiture, which allows police and prosecutors to seize your car or other property, sell it, and use the proceeds to fund agency budgets, all without so much as charging you with a crime. Does that sound American, friends? Absolutely not. Read the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Under a federal equitable sharing program, police turn asset forfeiture cases over to federal agents who process seizures and then return 80% of the proceeds to the police. In Michigan, police actually get to keep up to 100% of the forfeited property. Man, it's like going hunting for these guys, isn't it? The incentive-driven excuse for stealing from the citizenry is more accurately referred to as policing for profit or theft by police. Now, despite the fact that 80% of these asset forfeiture cases result in no charge against the property owner, challenge these takings in court can cost the owner more than the value of the confiscated property itself. See, it's a bureaucracy, friends. As a result, most property owners either give up the fight or chalk the confiscation up to government corruption, leaving the police and other government officials to reap the benefits. This all under Jeff Sessions. And boy, oh boy, friends, do they reap the benefits. Police agencies have used their ill-gotten gains to buy guns, armored cars, and electronic surveillance gear, reports the Washington Post. They've also spent money on luxury vehicles, travel, and a clown named Sparkles. And incredibly, these asset forfeiture scams have become so profitable for the government that according to the Washington Post in 2014, law enforcement took more stuff from people than burglars did. As the Post notes, the Treasury and Justice Departments deposited more than, listen carefully, $5 billion into their respective asset forfeiture funds. And that same year, the FBI reports that burglary losses topped out at $3.5 billion. Yet in 2015, the federal government seized nearly $2.6 billion worth of planes, houses, cash, jewelry, cars, and other items under the guise of civil asset forfeiture. Now, let's go over to the state-controlled media and see if they blurt out the truth in their confusion. Anecdotal evidence suggests that allowing departments to keep forfeiture proceeds may tempt them to use the funds unwisely. You think? For example, consider a 2015 scandal in Romulus, Michigan, where police officers used funds forfeited from illicit drug and prostitution stings to pay for, listen, illicit drugs and prostitutes. Now, memo to the rest of my fellow indentured servants who are living through this dark era of government corruption, incompetence, and general ineptitude, this is how justice in America is supposed to work. Again, friends, let me put the word big capital, N-O-T. It is not how justice in America is supposed to work. We are now ruled by a government so consumed with squeezing every last penny out of the population that they are completely unconcerned if essential freedoms are trampled in the process. Hey friends, our freedoms aren't just being trampled, however, they're being eviscerated, friends. This all done under Donald Trump's hand-picked AG Jeff Sessions. At every turn, we the people are getting swindled, cheated, conned, robbed, raided, pickpocketed, mugged, deceived, defrauded, double-crossed, and fleeced by governmental and corporate shareholders of the American police state out to make a profit at taxpayer expense. Americans no longer have to be guilty to be stripped of their property rights and liberties. All you have to be is in possession of something that the government wants, and if you happen to have something the government wants badly enough, trust me, their agents will go to any lengths to get it. And why wouldn't they? They're rewarded for it. If the government can arbitrarily freeze, seize, or lay claim to your property, money, land, or possessions under government asset forfeiture schemes, you have no true rights. You have no true rights. Those that fight for their rights are the ones that have the rights. Here's how the whole ugly business works in a nutshell. First, government agents, usually the police, use a broad array of tactics to profile, identify, target, and arrange to encounter in a traffic stop, on a train, in an airport, in public, or on private property those individuals who might be traveling with a significant amount of cash or possess property of value. Secondly, these government agents, empowered by the courts somehow and the legislators somehow, only by the American people who will tolerate this corruption, seize private property, cash, jewelry, cars, homes, and other valuables they suspect may be connected to criminal activity. Then, and here's the kicker, whether or not any crime is actually proven to have taken place without any charges being levied against the property owner or any real due process afforded to the unlucky victim, the property is seized by the government, which often divvies it up with the local police who helped with the initial seizure. Hey, folks, if they want a little money, that's all they have to do is go out and create a criminal. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, if you take a look at this and you turn of the screw, the burden of proof falls on the unfortunately citizenry who must mount a long, complicated, expensive legal campaign to prove their innocence in order to persuade the government that it should return the funds that they stole in the first place. And not surprisingly, very few funds ever get returned. This all under Donald Trump's handpicked Attorney General, top cop. Oh, by the way, he's doing the exact same thing that Loretta Lynch did. Just wanted you to know. Exactly the same thing, with more increased bureaucracy powers to attack anybody that it wants to at will. Are you telling me, America, these people don't know what they're doing? You better bet your bottom dollar they are. And they do. You better bet your bottom dollar they do. This is sick, it is corrupt, but this also explains why Donald Trump has done absolutely nothing when it comes to the crimes of Hillary and Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. This is why I don't know where you are, America, when you're sitting here all excited about how Donald Trump keeps his promises. Which one are you talking about? About how he's draining the swamp? He ain't draining the swamp, he's filling the swamp. But since you're led to believe that he's the good guy, and now that you're back asleep entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms, you have to somehow or another justify your position. Well, let me say it this way. We've heard it said before. You know, they must know what they're doing. Oh, let me tell you, friends, they know exactly what they're doing. Some will even come up with the excuse, well, they know better than we do. Yep. They sure do. They know that it takes a fight. They know how to go ahead and stir up the present to take advantage of tearing down the Constitution in an attempt to create it in their own ungodly, devilish images. Yep, they do. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. These aren't the people that you want dealing with the issues, because when you look behind the curtain, you'll find out they're the ones creating the issues. I mean, you live in a system now where instead of you're innocent until proven guilty, now the government can come about, friends, corruption in government, might I add, can come about and accuse anybody of a crime, and then you go broke trying to prove your innocence. That is completely backwards. The burden of proof falls on them, not on you. And that's all they have to do is suggest. That's all they have to do. And here comes the corrupt media right along, hand in glove, to go ahead and dig the hole that they themselves, without fail, will fall into, to their own demise at end's length. At end's length, friends. What haven't you learned from history, criminals? What haven't you learned? How many people learn when they take their last breath? How many people learn in this country? How many people in this country that call themselves Christians need to learn the power in which you have concerning the corrupt in this earth as it is in heaven? I heard a preacher one time say, I'd rather stand in front of the cannons of the wicked than in front of the prayers of the righteous. It was said of John Knox, the prophet, the reformer of Scotland, that he was feared by Mary, Queen of Scots, the corrupt queen. She said, I fear John Knox's prayers more than all the armies of Europe. Do you have not an idea of the power that's accessible to you, church? It's time to tap into the power. It's time to say the victory belongs to the Lord and that the Christ is glorified once again as we bear the cross.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How corrupt is the system? Well, folks, right now we're talking about policing for profit. Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump's handpicked attorney general, the top cop. Thinly veiled plot to rob us blind, and it's exactly what they are doing. It's exactly what Loretta Lynch did. You know, I was thinking during the break, how corrupt is your system? I mean, look at, they've completely, you would know it as legal because that's what you've been dummied down to believe, but it's really policy. It counters law in this country. But they have literally politicized and attempted to legalize to man everything that God literally condemns. I mean, from gambling, which used to be illegal in this country. Remember the prohibition? You couldn't drink alcohol? Yeah, they've legalized that. They've legalized pornography. Now they have sting operations, friends, where they set people up on the web. They have advocated and legalized murder of the innocent in the womb. On a daily basis, you're seeing the gays attacking anybody that doesn't agree with their lifestyle because the government now says that they have the right to do so. They're only doing their biddings, of course. And now we're under attack by Muslims that your government is advocating opening the doors and even suing state governors that won't let them in. This is your government. So when I'm talking about Jeff Sessions here, friends, we can see that what starts at the top goes to the bottom. And this has been going on in this country for a long time. So how good is America? The only thing good in America is the Christ in America. The only thing good in this country are the foundations that he has laid. through men that have been yielded to him. I need to get to this because you need to understand and hear the for instances concerning Jeff Sessions' crimes against we the people. When you look at the motorists, they have been particularly vulnerable to the modern-day form of highway robbery. For instance, police stole $201,000 in cash from Lisa Leonard because the money which Leonard planned to use to buy a house for her son was being transported on a public highway also used by drug traffickers. And despite the fact that Leonard was innocent of wrongdoing, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the theft on a technicality. Listen to this, America. And by the way, the money was being transported on a public highway also used by drug traffickers. Hey, folks, doesn't that show you that your government is derelict of duty? And in many cases, they're guilty of the ones of actually bringing the drugs into America. Why don't we just go ahead and talk about the CIA? When they drove their plane into the side of a mountain with how many tons of cocaine on it, America? How come we don't want to talk about that? It's time that you do talk about it so you can begin to understand that it's the criminal attacking you, America, under the guise of having a badge, having a title, having some sort of Supreme Court justice seat, having some top job in federal government. And the American people, if you would pull the curtain back and look at who's responsible for these crimes, the reason we've seen crime rampant in the United States is because the government's not doing their job. It's their job to restrain from men from sin, not to advocate sin, to make money off of sin. I mean, that even leads me to the thought of $64 billion is made every year in slave labor in what you would call the correctional institutions in the United States of America. Oh, what a testament you have, America. Wisdom is justified by your children. Look at where your kids are now. The corruption in government that you have tolerated has enslaved your kids, taught your kids, literally, through Hollywood, and the U.S. Supreme Court allowing the crimes to be committed and taught to your children, even in public schools, has now has your kids in public institutions on slave labor. Your institutions hold more criminals than any other country in the world. Congratulations, America. Good for you. Even when it comes to your kids, good for you. Last week we talked about how the military-industrial complex is using your kids off of created wars. We've given you their slogans. We've given you warnings by the president, Eisenhower, back in the 60s, 1961, warning the American people. But you'll gladly hand your kids over to go fight unconstitutional wars or drug wars or a shift of power concerning corruption in your government. It's not a foreign government doing it to you, America. It's your sin finding you out. And it all starts with the corruption in the church. The Supreme Court upheld the theft on a technicality, stealing away $201,000 from Lisa Leonard, who wanted to buy a house for her son. The Supreme Court said, no, they were just. Police stole $50,000 in cash from Amini Busby, which he planned to use to complete the purchase of a restaurant, and threatened to hand her child over to CPS, child support, if she resisted. Listen to their methods, friends. They'll take your kids. She's one of the few to win most of her money back in court. Police stole $22,000 in cash from Jerome Chenault, which he planned to use as a down payment on a home simply because a drug dog had alerted police to his presence in his car. After challenging the seizure in court, Chenault eventually succeeded in having most of his money returned, although the state refused to compensate him for his legal and travel expenses. America? Innocent until proven guilty? Who's doing this? This is Donald Trump's hand-picked dog, Jeff Sessions, the top cop in America. Do you think he didn't have any foreknowledge of who Jeff Sessions was, America? You have got to be out of your mind. Just like he didn't have any foreknowledge of Giuliani dressing up as a drag queen back in 2000. Right? He didn't have any. No wonder why he agrees with the Supreme Court on homosexual marriage. I don't care what the Supreme Court says. They're not the law. They're not the final arbiter. God is. Period. Period. End of story. The line is drawn in the sand. Capiche? God said it. I believe it. That settles it. End of story. That's what's liberating in Christ. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Then you go to 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's not a freer nation on this earth than the United States of America. In America, you are allowing the light to be dimmed by force. Police stole $8,500 in cash and jewelry from Roderick Daniels when he planned to use to purchase a new car and threatened him with jail and money laundering charges if he didn't sign a waiver forfeiting his property. This is your government in action. Police stole $6,000 in cash from Jennifer Boatwright and Ron Henderson and threatened to turn their young children over to Child Protective Services if they resisted. These people need to be dealt with, America. Tenaha, Texas, as a particularly hotbed of highway forfeiture activity, so much so that police officers keep pre-signed, pre-notarized documents on hand so they can fill in whatever property they are seizing. I can go on and on. This all being done under Jeff Sessions and company, policing for profit. Even if you're just suspect, friends, the government can come in and take it and attempt to justify their criminal activity just because they thought so. Over and over on a daily basis, we see who the criminals are, but we act as if they're not the ones responsible. They are shooting holes in the boat that we are all on, including themselves, and we don't need to tolerate it, we the people. When I was 24 years old, I remember my friend that lived in Minneapolis, I got to say this fairly quickly, was going to GIT, Guitar Institute. He didn't do drugs. He didn't drink that much, as a matter of fact. He was a pretty straightforward kid. He was a B honor roll student, got a lot of A's as well. I grew up with him. And I remember he wanted me to fly out to California and drive back with him from California. We would go from California to Texas, and then we'd come up to Minnesota. Well, I flew out there, met him. On the way back, I just, at a young punk age that I was, I got a brand new tattoo. And we were inside of a store in New Mexico, and a cop looked over at me and John, my friend, my best friend, and said to us, "So where are you heading back to?" We said, "The Midwest." We had no idea. We were clueless as to what he was looking for. Well, we walked out of the store, got in the car, started to drive, got out on the highway. All of a sudden, we seen this cop pull up behind us. And about 30 seconds later, we seen another cop coming towards us with his lights on. He drives across the median, gets behind us. Both the cops turn their lights on and pull us over on the side of the road. John was scared to death. And he looked at the cop and he said, "What are you pulling us over for?" And he said, "Because you failed to use your blinker." John looked at me and he said, "He's lying." Both cops went on both sides of our car and they said, "Where are the drugs and the guns?" We were scared to death. They went looking through everything that we had, including our air cleaner in the car, to find nothing. Folks, you want to talk about criminal activity?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.